Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday VBS radio program, and this is Creation Light Shift Healing. The date today is January 27th, 2016. So let's clear the date. We'll first clear the numbers in the date. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to clear the word January and then 27, 2016. And you can just see if you feel a difference in awareness there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll take away maybe emotional trauma if you had any, maybe pain. So think of your one incident. We'll take away that timeline that's imprinted on you and in you, so you have some peace with that issue. Releasing that, you have to think of something. If not, nothing will happen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now energize the light beams. Here we go. So bring them up on your monitor screen. Bring in peace into your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, I'll just get a little more energy, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, it's like we had an International Holocaust Remembrance Day today. So, let's clear away that energy. Releasing this here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring our co-host on, and today is Michelle. Are you out there, Michelle?
I'm here. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody out in Radio Land. It's nice to see you again on a Wednesday night. I hope everything's going good. I don't know if anyone else has been experiencing this, but have there been some strange computer things going on? Do you know anything about that, Ron?
Well, I don't know. I know the timelines have been really goofy. Other than that, yeah. If you feel like things are strange, it's probably because it is. other than that, just know that it's getting better. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, because I have just within the last few minutes had a couple people say, oh, something's going on with the computer. So actually one of our listeners wrote in, it doesn't exactly give me a time, but it just says, is there any way for you to clear damage to cell phones or computers?
Probably not easily, no.
No? Okay. I know that's probably a lot of energy, so. All right, then. Another one of our listeners is wondering if there's a planetary clearing that we could do, and I think he means to maybe move us back into position.
Yeah, we'll do that, so we're off a little bit. So moving the Earth back to where it needs to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Boy.
All right. Were we out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I know a lot of people at my work were thinking, oh, I just felt so out of whack this today. When they showed up for work on a Wednesday, they were like, it must be because it's the middle of the week. I was like, I don't know. It could be a lot of reasons. Okay, so anyway, we'd like to make an announcement. Ron is going to do his pin removal call, and that's going to happen on February 6th. That is a Saturday, and it's going to be from 2 to 5:30 Pacific time, so that's California time. So everyone else across the country or across the world needs to figure out what time their call is going to occur. And I believe the price is $30, and how we pay for that, and let me know if I'm wrong about this, Ron, but I believe we just do a donation to Creation Light Shift. We can still use PayPal. And then when we get the confirmation from PayPal in our email, we forward the email back to you with pin removal conference call in the subject line, and then you'll be sending us the phone number and the pin for the actual call. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And I think probably most of your listeners have done something like that before, so they know what it is. But if you need that, again, we have plenty of radio shows before it actually occurs, and I'm sure we will talk about it at a later date as well. So no problem. So that sounds really fun, Ron. I'm looking forward to it. And then after that, I believe about 2 weeks after, then you also have the LA conference, which is always super fun, Conscious Life Expo. That's from the 19th to the 21st. And then I believe on the 22nd, you have your special talk on Monday, and that actually happens from 11 to 1:30 in the morning. So then people can go home after that. That's the end of the conference. And that last talk is always really fun. I know I've been to it several years in a row, so that was really great. Anything else you want to tell about that, Ron?
No, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Fun and exciting, yep.
Well, it's kind of peaceful. People always come up to the booth and they're like, what is this? It just feels good around here.
Yeah.
And we're like, come on in, get a free clearing. So that's always cool. Let's see. One of our listeners is wondering if we could, if you would be able to do a healing or a clearing for gums on us tonight, Ron.
Okay, let's see what we can do here. So this will be teeth issues, I guess. Maybe you don't have teeth. Maybe you just have a gum issue. So here we go. And I'm going to release the energies. So focus on it. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There, just see if that's helped you. So back to you.
Okay, great. And you know what I've discovered, Ron, is so great. I don't know if you have it, but those, like, electronic toothbrushes that have this vibration, they are awesome. They're so much fun. They feel really good. They clean your teeth and your gums really nicely without, like, any kind of harsh scraping or anything. So I am a proponent of these types of toothbrushes.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever tried one?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, they're fun. Okay, so another one of our listeners, Ron, is wondering, what happens to you when you say everything that you've been thinking of, meaning speaking your mind? Is that a good idea, or is it better to just keep things in your head?
Well, it'll put you on the timelines with whatever you're talking about. So once you finally kind of understand what's happening, you'll realize that you don't want to come into timelines because of situations. So, like, speaking your mind means that you're probably frustrated with something, aggravated, and you want to tell somebody off or let the world know about your particular problem. So looking at the energy that way, that will put you onto all those timelines. And so could the person put you onto the timeline. So as you push their buttons, then they can put you onto their own timeline with it. Now you have their timeline and your timeline together. So just this sounds pretty dark to me. I'm going to become peaceful. Back to you.
Okay. Another one of our listeners, I think it's another one. It could actually be the same person. I'm not sure, but it says, if you are thinking, you are stinking.
That's good. Yeah. Right.
It's hilarious. I should just stop right now. But if you're saying stuff, maybe something that's like irritating you, and there's aliens around that you can't see, they could be like, oh, wow, that really bothers that person. So maybe they could, yeah, I guess that's what's putting you on the timeline. They can make more things like that occur in your life.
Yes, and you can go down the rat hole with it pretty quickly, you know. So, yeah, that's why you want to be careful what you are dealing with and talking about, because you're putting yourself on a timeline. And that's also true with, you know, maybe saying something that's really positive. That's still going to put you on a timeline. But the negative ones are probably going to be more entertaining for the aliens to watch you squirm a lot. So the main thing is to not get onto those timelines. So back to you.
Yeah, so it is tricky because there's always things happening and people want to talk about them, and you know, you just click on to go on your computer and there's all these different news stories, and some of them are mildly interesting and some are very interesting, and you kind of have to stop yourself from like going there. Not only does it take a lot of time for those stories to come up, which is really interesting. I find that, like, if I ever have clicked on any one of those stories that come up on, like, your news thing on your front page or whatever, it's so funny how it takes forever, and then there's all this other stuff behind there, and I just have to, like, click out of it, because, like, I'm not patient, or I'm like, oh, I just don't want to go there. I know where this is leading. I just have to, like, stop myself. So, yep, good to get off those timelines. So I was going to bring up another article that somebody sent us, but now I'm not sure if I should, Ron. I can't even actually see it. It's not really coming up, but it says California residences. I guess there's some more issues with the land and the situation going on out there, but you know, there's something going on everywhere in the world. What would you do, Ron, if you were in an area and there was some kind of physical thing happening in your environment? What would you suggest to do about it?
Well, I don't know. That's, I guess, maybe run, don't walk, you know, if there's something bad going on. You know, it's hard to say what I could tell people to do. I don't know, you know.
Well, there's the environmental healing. And I think that one works fantastically. I have literally seen very, very cold weather get warm within several hours. I've seen smoke be cleared out of the air or not get near the places where I'm running the healings. So that's a really good one, and that's a free one that you have. So that's the environmental imbalance clearing. So that would be if there's an imbalance, which severe cold weather would be considered, I guess. And also, if there is smoke in the air, that's an imbalance because that's not natural. It's not really good to breathe that in. So I don't know what people would do in California. And of course, they would have to know about it. But, you know, for people listening to the show and that they do know about this type of thing, you can always run environmental imbalance under your name. And hopefully it'll just... What does it do, Ron? Can you maybe go over that healing, what it does? Is this something I'm not getting
at? Well, it typically should put things back into balance that's occurring with the atmosphere. That's what it's designed to do. So anything that is maybe connected with, attacked, or whatever, it just puts it back into balance. That's how I would probably indicate that. Oh, back to you.
Yeah. So, okay, we have a testimonial here. somebody, one of our listeners, they took out their birth certificate and their Social Security card, and they cleared all the numbers again. They had done it 6 months ago, and they said it feels great to do it again. So they must have felt something the first time and also this current time. So that's a good idea. I haven't really seen my birth certificate, so I don't really know what numbers are on there. I guess your birth time, your birth date,
anything that's associated with you. So I would say your birth time and birth date is how you're being locked into mind control patterns, because that's when they claim that you came here. And you really probably don't know if that's even correct, but it's a starting point. So you may want to do that. So anyway.
I think I'm going to do it.
The whole thing is how are they connecting to you, and you're being connected, by energies that are courting you. And these are all the keywords, et cetera, that's going on with your life. So, to figure out what that is. Maybe you have a nickname, of like Snoopy or something. Everybody calls you Snoopy. And, so you're known as Snoopy. You're not known by your real name, but the aliens like the word Snoopy. So now they're connecting to you on keywords each time you say Snoopy. And then you're put up into timelines. So the whole thing is, how do you get connected to timelines? Well, they only connect you because you're seeing things, reading things, hearing things. And, from that point, what are those, the monkeys that you used to see? I see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Well, there you go. If you don't do anything, they probably won't want you. You want to be peaceful. Remember, they only want you because of the law of cause and effect. That's what they deal with. That's what they created for you. And that's their secret. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. So, and do you also think that it's actually because our listener had used the actual piece of paper and put it in front of their computer? They weren't just putting in the, like, say they used the natal clearing as the actual healing, but they didn't just put the numbers in the clearing box online. They actually took the piece of paper, the birth certificate, and put it on the computer, because that's got to hold a lot of energy. It was there on the day you were born and signed probably by both parents, possibly a doctor, and administered by a doctor or by a hospital. So that's got to have quite a bit of energy.
Yeah, I would say so, Whatever mm-hmm. seems to work to make you feel better, that's what those clearings are for. We got the keyword intercept. That's a free one. You should all have the natal barcode one. That one's very good to have. And then from there, it's whatever comes up in your life, and look at the timelines and how the timelines are affecting you.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Ron, we have a testimonial here. It says, thanks for the water charging and healing call earlier today. The copper water tastes great and feels very energizing.
Wonderful.
It's good. You want to tell us maybe what the copper water does? Or
I just started doing copper water. Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those minerals / elements that we may be missing. I just thought I would do it on one of the calls just to see what it was like. See if people's body needed copper, so we did that, and it seems to work. So that's great.
That's interesting. I know that. I believe the element of copper is supposed to somehow be good for your skin. I'm not exactly sure, but I think I got that idea actually from a commercial. So I don't know if that's correct. So if anyone wants to write in, let us know. Okay, and we had another question here. So, you know how, I don't know if this happens to you, Ron, but it does happen to me quite a bit, how sometimes you wake up in the morning and you have this song stuck in your head, and it may or may not have been a song that you've even heard recently. Our listener is wondering, would it be helpful to listen to the song in its entirety, which has worked in the past, or is it better to just not go there and do the mind-to-heart drop and somehow get back on the CLS timeline?
Well, if you wake up with a song in your head, that means that you're listening to that song on a timeline. And so if you're listening to that song, why are you listening to it? Okay, what are you doing on that timeline? Maybe hearing the song could possibly see something with you. You can figure out what you need to clear so you won't be contaminated. Maybe they take you back to, you know, the day of that song. Maybe it's 30 years ago, and you're thinking of a song 30 years ago. And so that means that you're on a timeline, maybe listening to a radio 30 years ago. What were you doing there? And why were you there? So you might be able to figure out something that's going on with your life right now. Since they brought you into that timeline, the aliens took you there, dropped you off, and fabricated everything. So you may want to look at it and see what the gift is in that. Maybe you might remember back where you had a really bad sore throat hearing the song, and now, you know, kind of give me a sore throat again because they brought forth the energy from the distant past. Now you can do some timeline crashes. So, it's interesting.
Yeah, I have the Mind Loop 1 clearing, I believe. I actually have both of them, but I believe, I'm not sure which is the one for actual thoughts that continually go in your head. Yeah, which
that's
would
the
be
Mind Loop 1. The Mind Loop 1 does that.
Yes, so, I have used it for that, and it totally works. It's amazing. I've put in the name of the song or the words of the phrase that continually goes in my head, and then I just turn it on and walk away, forget about it, and I don't even know how long it is before all of a sudden it's not even there anymore.
Very good.
Yeah, that's great. It works really well. So, Ron, several of our listeners have been curious, and I've kind of been curious as well, but maybe we could just touch on it for a second. We have several pretty famous names of different people that have passed away recently, probably known worldwide. And they're wondering, I guess, what happened to them. One of our listeners has put it, did Glenn Frey make it to the Hotel California? Or is he in a better place? Because I really wouldn't want to be at Hotel California.
Yeah. It's interesting the words passed away, you know?
Yeah.
You know, where do they pass to?
Just away.
I'm just saying that, yeah.
Just away. Nowhere special.
Yeah, nowhere special. They went through. Anyway, let's see. Let's release some energy.
Okay.
So that people can have another way of feeling. Remember, we're just dealing with death now because we mentioned death. So what part of you is dying? Okay? Remember, it's a key word. So that means that when we mention the word death, it's hooked into you some way. And let's see how that's going to work. So let's do a clearing for part of you that's dying right now. So here we go. And you can see what it feels like. Maybe you're going to get rejuvenated. So here we go. Releasing the energy of death. One, two, three, four, five, oh dear, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. Okay. Well, just see how you're doing, everybody. Maybe death. Maybe escape some death now. Back to you.
Okay, great. So do you mean that the one that you just did maybe moved people out of here as opposed to just floating around in the Beyondo?
Very possible, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Will they have had to be listening, or is it enough that we maybe have been thinking about them?
I don't know. We'll have to see what goes on with that. I'm not sure this second.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, so let's see. I'm trying to look for something that I had seen earlier. Okay. Some people have written in. So it says, isn't feeling joyful and enthusiastic about our life and life on this planet and manifesting what we desire, what we should aspire to? So I think they're asking if, as opposed to maybe being depressed about something or in the middle at peace, or should they go so far as to feel joyful about it? Is that, what is the maybe goal or the best way to be for us, Ron?
Well, you want to be in neutral. That's where you want to be, so you're not drawing anything from one extreme to the other. So that's the ideal place to be. You know, otherwise, as you start getting into the duality of either plus or minus, then you're going to be drawing that to you, then also the opposite of it. So like I say, you know, you want to be, you know, in neutral. So back to you.
So neutral would be peace.
Neutral is peace, yeah, off timeline.
Yeah. Like not on a roller coaster ride.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
You know, it's really interesting because I've known people for years who are either seriously depressed and the next minute they're super, super happy. And it just goes up and down and up and down. And then when I was introduced to Creation Lightship, all of a sudden it's just like, oh, I can do this 9 to heart drop, and I just feel, you know, pretty mellow. And, wow, what a relief. It's just like, oh, I finally got off this ride. And because when you're even around people like that, whether you originally felt like that or not, you start going on the ride with them. And
yeah, that is correct.
It's not a fun ride. It may seem fun at first, but it's really not that fun. And it's just so much better to be at peace. So great to do the mind heart drop. Okay, and with that being said, this kind of goes along with it. So one of our listeners just recently wrote in, is it true that the dark side will be your friend if you accept fraud and deception, but will not really accept you if you believe in unity or peace? So fraud and deception could be part of that, like, up and down roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd use a fraud and deception, but whatever it is, you know, you will be connected to like energy. So, you know, you want to become neutral and in peace. That's the whole thing. And once you finally understand that and you keep doing the mind to heart drop, then all of a sudden you're going to realize that you can be at peace. So that's the whole process, is you want to be peaceful.
Yeah.
Study in the planet, do the mind to heart drop. Remember, 15, 20 seconds, you're done. Then all of a sudden, you'd have world peace here. How do you find world peace? Well, you do the mind of heart drop. It's not a real complicated thing, you know. So very simple. So that's sort of the problem that I perceive, is people don't know what they don't know. And if they just were to do something like the mind of heart drop, then they would become peaceful. That's what they're looking for. Everybody's searching for peace. And, you know, you start communicating with people and they start telling you that they're looking for peace without them even stating that. So that's it in a nutshell. Yeah, you want peace. How do you find peace? It's only 20 seconds away. So back to you.
So as you're speaking, Ron, I'm thinking about this interesting dynamic. I was raised in the Midwest around a large population of people who generally don't believe in meditation. And then I lived in the West Coast for many years around a larger population of people who do believe in meditation. And yet I still saw the same roller coaster ride that everybody was on. None of those people were, you know, consistently in a state of peace. And it's interesting. So I would say the people in the Midwest in general, of which I was just speaking, were believing in the original teachings of, like, Jesus, per se, which are very similar to yours, which is basically just be at peace. And he never said a thing about using meditation to get there. And then the people on the West Coast were using ideas, say, the people that were into it, that were more of a Indian idea, Eastern Indian idea, which would be to use meditation to get to that place of peace. But it doesn't really seem to quite work either. Plus, it seems to take a lot of time. And then, like you've said before, and I found it to be true, that it just puts you in more mind energy. So it just really seems like the mind heart drop is clear, simple solution. The thing is, it's so fascinating because if you're generally at peace anyway, and then you did the mind heart drop, you could say, oh, well, nothing, not much happened. Well, because you were in peace and now you're continually in peace. But if you're in a kind of a state of mental or emotional turmoil and you do the mind heart drop, you can definitely feel the difference. Have you ever had people comment about it to you, Ron?
Yeah, I have had people in New York comment. A couple people would come up to me after the Strange Universe panel. I had two people at different times, and they said, you know, I've been doing this and that and the other, like what you're talking about, and they can never quiet their mind. And, you know, that's what I normally do on that panel. And they were blown away because, you know, that's what happened. So anyway, yeah, it's that's all you have to do. Very simple, and do the mind of heart drop. Tell all your friends, you know, especially if you have a bad day. Maybe, you know, you see somebody complaining and everything else is going on in their life, and you know they lost their favorite $100 bill in the street. You know, if they've been hanging on to you for 10 years, and they start to go down the gutter and down the drain, you know, on the outside, and they're upset now because they had it, because their great-grandmother gave it to them or whatever. Tell them to the mind and heart drop, and it will take them back into peace. Well, I never had peace before. Well, you can do somebody a nice favor by doing that, to get them into the peace mode, and then your life is better because they're not doing things to you, for you, around you. And no, that's the whole process. You want to become peaceful. You don't want to hang out with people who aren't peaceful. So that's the whole thing. You know, I'm sure everybody listening doesn't want to. And just think, if you walk into a store and you're getting your shopping cart, we'll say, and you know there's a person arguing with somebody in front of you. When you get in your shopping cart, are you going to stand there and listen? Well, maybe not. You know. So why are you leaving? You don't want to be lined with their energy. that's kind of, you know, the bottom line is, you know, back into peace. Back to you.
So, Ron, is it possible to command someone else's spirit to drop their thoughts down into their heart, or should you be telling the person, you need to say this to your spirit?
I don't know. I've never done that for somebody like that. I'll instruct people, but I don't know if that's a possibility. So you're using, then you're using your mind energy. So you're using your mind energy to interface with somebody. So right away, that's a no-no. You don't
right.
want to do that, okay? And it's up to them to connect to their own spirit. That's the whole process. So back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's more beneficial to explain to them that if you are not in peace, this is what could possibly help you, and you might want to try it.
Yeah, everybody would have 20 seconds, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'd love to see it happen more. Maybe we should take out a billboard like in L.A. That would be great.
Yeah.
Like along the 405, and then people would be reading the billboard saying, you know, possibly out loud, what does that billboard say? I command my spirit to drop my thoughts down into my heart center, 10987654321, and then we could write the word repeat at the bottom. Wow, that's fascinating. And then everyone along the 405 on their way home or on their way to work would be at peace, and then they'd be like, wow, I wonder if that thing really worked. And they could test it out on the way home.
Yep, there
that's
we go.
That's a good idea. There we go.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, so I had somebody question, I had kind of a question tonight. Let's say you've done a ton of clearings, like you're a regular listener to CLS, and you have cleared out your house, your space. You've done a lot of personal clearings yourself, and a friend comes over, and they have done maybe a couple clearings, but probably not as many as you have. And they say, you know, whenever I come over to your place, I feel a certain level of anxiety. Now, I'm wondering, is it entities, or what do you think could cause that, Ron?
Oh, you've been doing clearings and you feel much better and your place feels cleared out and somebody comes over and tries to tell you that it's not? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they say, it's interesting how I feel a certain level of anxiety when I come to your place, which is already cleaned out.
Yeah, it could be the, your anxiety could be that there's no confrontation there and they need to get energy. Maybe they're like an energy vampire and they need to have energy. And nothing's there, so they're getting anxious. That could be one thing. Another one is they could have some dark side entity in them trying to invalidate you with your clearing so that you're thinking twice about what you're doing. That could happen, too. You know, typically, I would say, you know, it'd probably be the second one more than the other if I were to pick one, but that's what it would be. Plus, they're not relating to you. They're probably not even in and on your timeline. So you need to see if just visiting momentarily and being popped back and forth continuously into their own timeline, and they're trying to figure out why you're different, why you changed, which is making them anxious.
Well, but they know what's going on. They're well aware that you're doing this and that you know, this is a good way, a very good thing. They just haven't done it as much. That's why I was thinking it is either some form of a shapeshifter or an entity in them that was irritated.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, I was wondering. So then if it's that, how long does it take? Like, let's say the person has 5,000 entities in them all over their body in different places, right? Now, do you have to, you run their entity clearing as per their age, and it's done in 20 minutes, and that's probably going to remove a certain level of them. But do you have to go through, like, every body part that has ever felt pain and get them out? Or would running, I don't know, how do you get out all the entities? Like, do the light beings keep searching the person's body to get them out? Or
during the clearing, during each year's clearing, it would do that, or they would do that, yeah. But that's a real good question. You know, plus other ones could come in too. So you may want to, if you know the person, you know, is entity ridden, you know, a hive of entities, will say, then you know you want to do it more than one time, you know, on that person. And they could have even hopped into you. So just because you clear things out, you know, or you have cleared them out a half an hour ago, doesn't mean that they're not going to attract more.
Oh, yeah.
So typically, you know, once you get the ones out from one clearing, then see how the person, you know, behaves or responds, and you can always do more. Remember, entities is one of the main things the dark side has here to disrupt everybody's life. They'll make you forget things. They'll do things that you really don't want to do. You know, they'll change your personality and, you know, things like that. So.
Yeah, and oh,
boy.
Wow. Was just talking about that, releasing some kind of energy?
Yeah, uh-huh. So we'll do an entity
clearance. Really?
I'll just do a quick one here, so. If you have a pain in your body somewhere, we'll take entities out of that one location for you. Here we go. We can do that. If you don't have a place, then we'll take it out of your ears. Get them out of your ears. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so we have a question here, Ron, from someone, and they said, let's see, they feel that their life right now is not as pleasant as it once was, and they believe the reason is that they have been abducted. And I don't know. I was wondering, Ron, maybe if you could just comment about the fact that, you know, you've mentioned several times that we're all constantly being abducted, actually. And that our goal here, I guess, the person is saying basically they're hoping the ascension happens because they're not feeling good right now. But from what I gather with listening to you many times, it seems like your message is basically, no, you need to be at peace and clear right now so that you can ascend, because you need to have a certain amount of lightness, or like not that heaviness in your body, in order to ascend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a good way of stating it. So, yeah, everybody's abducted. So you're not alone out there. You know, it's just the way it is here. Every 10 minutes, you're on different timelines. A different you comes in. So how do you get rid of that? Well, do the mind a heart drop to become peaceful. As soon as you start thinking about being abducted, or, you know, your mind tells you that you have been abducted, right away, now you're on the abduction timelines. You really shouldn't have that awareness whatsoever. So you may have some alien whispering in your ear telling you all this stuff. You know, I don't think that's a very common thing for most people on this planet to realize that they're abducted, and that they get told they're abducted, and they feel that they're abducted. No, you just need to do the mind a heart drop to get back here, because you are out there on timeline. So that's your responsibility for yourself. Nobody can do that for you. You need to do timeline crashing And you need to do the mind, you know, the mind to heart drop. If you don't or are not doing that, then you have no remedy. The only remedy is basically, you know, the mind to heart drop is the best thing you can do to get yourself into the present moment. And everything else, you know, as everybody else knows, you know, can go sideways very easily. You know, and that's just what happens here. But the main thing is, do the mind to heart drop. And don't fret or sit on it and do nothing because you're contemplating about being abducted. As soon as you have that thought, yeah, they probably already got you. So, and that's not uncommon. You know, look out your window or watch people at a shopping mall. They're all being abducted every 10 minutes. Do they know it? Probably not. But you can watch them change if you're quick enough, fast enough to see how they change. It takes maybe about a half a second for most people to come back here and to get their programs reinserted. So, you know, that's a good game to play and watch people. But aside from that, just know that the only remedy really is the mind to heart drop. And don't think about you being abducted, and don't go into scenarios about being abducted, because right away, as soon as it comes out of your mouth and your thoughts hit that, then you're rallying the cage and you got the T-shirt on that I love being abducted. And walk away right away, you know. Start empowering yourself, because you're the only one that can empower yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. So, back to you.
So, Ron, that brings up a great question, and it might seem obvious, but it's not. If you were constantly at peace, is it possible to not get abducted?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, more than likely they're not going to want you. They'll throw you back, you know?
Yeah, you're, like, boring to them.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. Great. So just leave it alone.
I'll put all of you, the show ends at probably 7 minutes. So here we go. I'll put you all on my timeline, and this is where I live, and I don't get abducted. So here we go. Out to five, bring you into source energy with no time whatsoever. One, two, three, four, and five there. Now you're all on my timeline, we'll say. And there's nothing going on here. You may even have lost your thoughts. So I'll have to take you, Michelle, and put you into, you have to straddle the line here to communicate. Otherwise, you probably would have no thoughts, and you'd just be hearing words, and the words will be typically empty words because you won't know what the words mean. So,
yeah, so I might just sit here and giggle for the next 7 minutes.
Yeah, pull bubbles or something, you know.
That'd be awesome. Okay, so yeah, somebody's wondering just recently, can a person be so at peace that they just want to close their eyes? Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you're here to express through your creativity. That's your only reason why your spirit wants to be here, or is here initially, is to use your body, since the body is physical, to do physical things. And whatever you do physically is a creation. So you're here to do creations. Oh, make sure everybody is turned off here. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. Well, back to you.
Okay, so then let's just ask one more question about the mind-to-heart drop. It says, how long does the mind-to-heart drop last before we do the next one? We are supposed to do it about 5 times a day, question mark?
Well, the mind-to-heart drop, it depends who's around you. How much does the aliens want you to get off of, or to get out of peace to be put on timelines? So then you got to say, well, how are the people around me, my workers, my friends, my dog, my cat, whatever's around you, how are they being used to pull me out of my peace, to take me out of peace. So that's the whole thing is, what's around you bringing you out of peace? Because if you do the mind of heart drop, you really won't have any thoughts unless somebody jars you and, you know, awakens you to get into darkness again. So typically, you know, people bring you into darkness, so and it's up to you to get out of it. So you need to do the mind of heart draw to become peaceful.
Okay, well, I think you just may have answered our next question. It's from a listener who says that sometimes they have conflicts with somebody who teases their dog, and it irritates them, and what they end up doing is separating the dog. But in the meantime, the person says, oh, this is your issue, and gets angry at them. So basically the person is using the person who wrote in's dog to irritate them, and they're wondering what they can do to stop the situation. So maybe it's just...
I would look at entities in that person. And the person's probably liking it. They're just saying that they don't. So... whatever the dog is doing dog things, you know. So the dog's barking at him, maybe she's entities in the person, you know. Can't say so, but, you know, that could be possible. Remember, dogs don't normally go to people that they don't like. Unless there's something going on and the dog wants to protect their territory. You know, it's like, you know, everybody knows about cats, you know. You can't get a cat to do anything. You can call it. If it doesn't want to come, it's not coming, you know, unless it really likes you and wants to come. Otherwise, the cat does, you know, has a mind of its own, and, you know, you can't control a cat like you can a dog. So, you know, cats are completely different. So the whole thing is, you know, with that person with the dog issue, then that's their issue. But the dog probably see something that you don't see, and maybe he doesn't want them in their territory. So, you know, typically it might be entities in the person or something that the dog is sensing that you don't know anything about, and the person is pushing your buttons because of it. So just do the mind to heart drop and have the dog move away, you know, have the dog leave the area or whatever. So you have to realize that the person is using the dog to get at you. Oh, we got a couple minutes left. We have one more question.
Let's see. Somebody said that they have been running thousands of timeline crashes for poverty, and they were wondering if you could let them know how it looks for them. But if you want, I can also just forward this to you personally, and you can take care of it later. I don't know if you want to comment on that now or not.
Well, what I would say, without looking at it, have you owned your poverty? That's the first thing. Have you owned where you are in your life? And normally poverty would mean that you don't have money or enough money. Okay? So have you owned that? Have you become in oneness with having what you have and being okay? So that's what I would do, is own where you are with it, so that once you're okay, then you can, you know, use the energies to bring forth more or less of what you, you know, want to have. Remember, if you're not in oneness with it, if you're not owning that, if you're not becoming that, and right now it sounds like you're in poverty, so you have to become with the energy of poverty to get rid of it. Then you can choose again for a different situation, but until you release the energy of poverty out of you, you're not going to be able to draw anything to you, because it's going to be contrary, and you're actually allergic to what you want to bring to yourself, because you're not owning where you are right now with that situation. You have to own it, come into oneness with it, and then you can move forward. You know, some people see people having, I won't say money or anything else, but some things are just natural for other people of whatever the situation could be, okay? And you go, well, how'd that person do that? Well, let's just say somebody's a fisherman, you know. the poor fish, we'll just say that, the person, the fisherman, and they go out every day, and they put the line in the water for 10 minutes, and they catch a fish, and they're off. They're gone. And you're out there next to them, same exact spot, location, and you're fretting about catching a fish, hoping you catch a fish, wishing you catch a fish. But right away, the fish is going to go, I don't want to play this game. So you could be there for a long time, and you won't catch anything because you haven't come into oneness with the fish and with you fishing. So you have too much energy of the contrary on it, and you want it too bad, maybe, and that's drawn it away from you. Remember, the opposite always comes to you, too. What you want to have in your life, you can be drawn everything negative or the opposite of that to you, so you can balance it out. You have to come into oneness with it. So about the poverty thing, you know, if you own poverty, you shouldn't have any reaction to it whatsoever, especially the word poverty. And then look up other words about poverty and see how you feel with those. You know, I could ask you right now, could you eat out of a trash can at McDonald's? You know, if that bothers you, then you haven't owned poverty. So it shouldn't matter to you. You shouldn't have any judgment about eating out of a trash can. So, food for thought, huh? Here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, okay? So our next program will be Friday on BBS. And we're going to do now the process where you command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. This is the mind to heart drop. So here we go. Very simple. So dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Did it three times there. You can do it more, you can do it less, but this is where you want to be. You want to be at peace. Okay, everybody. So we'll see you on the next BBS program. Tomorrow is our alien replica night, getting rid of these critters that bring conditions to you. So that's Thursday, 5:30 Pacific. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, BBS. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Send in your questions. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.